United States President Donald Trump's administration said on Friday it sought Harvard University's records on foreign funding and on some foreign ties going back a decade in the government's latest escalation against the educational institution. The Trump administration has launched a widely condemned crackdown against top U.S. universities, including Harvard, over pro-Palestinian campus protests and a range of other issues like transgender rights and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Trump has threatened to withhold federal funding from those institutions over the issues. Rights advocates have condemned what they call an assault on free speech and academic freedom. U.S. law requires universities to report donations from foreign sources exceeding $250,000 in a year. In a letter to Harvard President Alan Garber, the U.S. Department of Education said Harvard made incomplete and inaccurate disclosures between 2014 and 2019. Today's records request is the Trump administration's first step to ensure Harvard is not being manipulated by, or doing the bidding of, foreign entities, Education Secretary Linda McMahon said in a statement. The letter cited no evidence to show that was happening. Harvard said it has filed such reports for decades as part of its ongoing compliance with the law. As is required, Harvard's reports include information on gifts and contracts from foreign sources exceeding $250,000 annually. This includes contracts to provide executive education, other training, and academic publications, the university said. Among the information also sought by the letter within 30 days were records relating to expelled foreign students going back nearly a decade, research conducted by those who were expelled, and a list of visiting researchers, students, and faculty at Harvard who are affiliated with foreign governments. In recent weeks and days, the Trump administration began a review of $9 billion in federal contracts and grants to Harvard, called for restrictions including a mask ban and DEI removal, threatened to strip Harvard of its tax-exempt status, and demanded information on some visa holders at Harvard, with a threat to take away its ability to enroll foreign students. Harvard on Monday rejected numerous demands that it said would cede control to the government. The Trump administration subsequently said it was freezing $2.3 billion in funding. Trump has particularly threatened universities over campus protests against Israel's devastating military campaign in Gaza after a deadly October 2023 attack by Hamas. Trump cast the protesters as foreign policy threats who are anti-Semitic and sympathetic to Hamas. Protesters, including some Jewish groups, say the Trump administration wrongly conflates their advocacy for Palestinian rights and criticism of Israel's actions in Gaza with support for extremism and anti-Semitism.